Jeshua.
Thank you, beloved elder. Beloved and holy and only child of our Heavenly Father, child of the one source, child of light, divine. I am the one known as Jeshua ben Joseph. Jesus, you have called me. And it is in great joy again that I come to abide with you in this your timing of a beautiful morning to remind you of who you are and to allow you to come forward into that remembrance of the divineness, of the light and the love that you are, that you just sang about. Truly, it is touching the heart. And truly, as the week goes by, this holy week that we spend together, you will come more and more into the awareness of the love that you are, the divinity of that love that you are, the expansion and the wholeness of the love that you are. You will leave this gathering, this holy week. You will leave as a new person, changed in some ways. You will not be the same one that walked in here last evening. You will not be the same one that truly you feel yourself to be even now. For there will be many deep experiences that beloved elder and beloved Eva, shall I tell of your history with me?
Yeah.
Beloved Eva was one of the women who helped me in my ministry. And when you have the writing of the what is called the Last Supper, which indeed was not the last, she was one of the women who prepared and helped bring the food that we ate. And she does that now. Yes, she does. She was a beloved disciple and has been throughout many lifetimes serving me in the different religious orders. And so once again, here she is sharing her light and her love with you. Now, when I share with you her lineage and what she has done, it is to spark within all of you a remembrance of how you have been with me as well. I spoke last evening that some of my disciples are here in this room. You will, if you don't already, you will come to know that in this week. Truly, all of you have been my disciples. For there were not just 12. That is what the Holy Fathers decided to choose and to write about. But there were more than 12. And you were all part of my disciples, of the group that followed me, walked with me, as often as you could, because there were some of you often who had families to attend to. But you would join me as often as you could. Whenever I came near your village or whenever you had someone else to tend the sheep, you would come and walk with me. So there is a knowing deep within you that always you have been with me. Now, in this morning, beloved elder, who was truly the elder of the Essene community and the time that I was there as a child and growing up and learning in the Essene community at Mount Carmel, he was the leader of that community, and he was known as the elder, beloved elder. It's going to be leading you through a series of first the intellectual of why things happen, and then leading you to the place of the heart where you experience experiences that perhaps you have known in other lifetimes but have forgotten, experiences that you are ready for, willing for, desiring. And with that, I will go to the back of the room and observe. So be it.
Turn it off and take it. Oops. My microphone is caught on the back of the chair. Okay. Are we on? Yes, we're on. Most of you probably can't see this chart. The reason it's up there is for me. Those are my notes. And when Jeshua referred to the intellect and the heart, it helps most of us to understand why we're doing something. I was reading some interesting articles about religion this week, and religion is usually broken into two parts. One is the religion of authority. The religion of the authority includes Christianity, Judaism, Muslim, Muhammad, his teachings, many of the religions of the Far East, because you usually have what one professor referred to as the five M's of religion. You have a man who gets a message, whether it be Buddha, Jesus, Muhammad. And in order to have the message, you have what we call a machine or a movement. And you start the movement and then you set up the machine. The machine is to protect the movement. And you end up with a monument to the messenger, but you forgot the message. And so that's why we're here, to remember the message. Rather than follow a religion of authority, which evolves because people like control. And so religion, the word religion literally means to bind. And so if you're religious, you're bound to a concept. But there's another kind of religion, and that is called the religion of experience, the religion of the heart. That's where the true religion is. It has nothing to do with dogma or what someone else said. And so often, you know, we try to confirm our religious beliefs by quoting someone that seems to know more than we do. Well, let's face it, since we're all one, you know just as much as they do. And so you are, and you wrote many of the things that you're quoting anyway. It's kind of a memory. So what we're learning to do here is express from the heart and from the feelings. Jesus expressed very simply when he said, out of the heart come the issues of life. In other words, if you're driving down the street and you come to an intersection and you drive through it and someone doesn't stop at the red light and kind of hits the side of your car, the first reaction usually is an emotional reaction. Usually you don't stop and think, oh, that poor guy, he just didn't see that red light. That's up here. And so you have a real emotional experience from the heart. That so-and-so, that idiot. And so you see the difference here. So what we're seeking here, of course, is a balance. Some of us walk around like this all day, lie long, and we're off balance. We're called eccentric. But if you walk around like this, you may look weird, but you're balanced. So we're seeking a balance between the mind and the heart. And it helps us to understand how the brain and the mind work together. Now, the brain is a machine. It's a vehicle, much like sheet music. And like this song sheet here, you just throw it on the floor. You don't hear the song in the book, but the song's in the book. And of course, if it's written in sheet music, then you have all these squiggles and dots. And those represent, and a good musician can look at the dots, not me. But the good musician can look at the dots and hear the music. But we don't hear the music this way. This is like a brain. A brain is a vehicle through which mind works. Now, mind is the connecting link between our individuality and the spirituality that we are, or the God part of us. Once we learn to recognize the difference between brain and mind, then again we're in balance. So the brain is a vehicle through which mind works. Much like I've used the analogy of a bus. People look at the Bible and quote the Bible. And this is what God said. Well, God did not Xerox the book down and give it to Moses. Moses was a genius in his own right because he was raised with the pharaohs of Egypt. He was very well educated. And the secret of Moses' success was his own knowledge of the laws of the universe. It was a miracle to get all the tribes of Israel together. We're trying this today in Afghanistan, trying to get all the different tribes to work together. That's what Moses was able to do when he led the children of Israel out of Egypt. And so we're working together with enlightenment. Moses, by the way, represents law. And the law is a principle, a spiritual principle, that guides us. Now, Jesus said, I came not to destroy the law, but to fulfill it. The law represents the intellect. Love, which Jesus symbolizes, represents the heart. So again, the two work together. One doesn't destroy the other. We work with certain principles and laws, and the more we understand them, the more we can control them. Now, at this point, I haven't learned to walk 2 feet above the ground, but it's possible. It happened to a monk in France in the 17th century. He would float down the street several feet above the ground, carrying people's luggage. Now, this created a real problem for the Catholic Church. Because was he possessed or what happened? And, of course, anything we don't understand in the dark consciousness of our mind, it must be the devil. And, of course, our major cop-out is the devil made me do it. No, I did it because I liked it. That's my only excuse. So we work with our minds to bring about harmony with the law and the love, because you are all centers of divine love. But when we move from a center of love, things begin to happen, because love does create miracles. And those of you who are students, of course, in miracles, realize that everything is a miracle anyway. You're just being here. Because just think of it objectively. Between millions and millions of other people, you're the one that made it. Because when all those sperm were running around, you're the one that got there. And so you're special. Just being here. You are an expression of the life principle of love and good. Now, I have this chart up here which mainly explains how the brain works objectively. While I'm talking, you're focusing, I hope, on what I'm saying. You're hearing sound. And that takes place at what we call the beta level of consciousness. The beta level is a rate of, you can see my little, I use this once a year. There it is. That's where the red dot is. Beta represents the outer consciousness. A psychologist in the 1920s discovered that the brain vibrated electrically. And one of the reasons I hired Judy way back in the 1970s in Pittsburgh is I needed a biofeedback director. And so I hired her, sent her to Menninger Foundation and to the West Palm Beach Biofeedback Center so she could learn how the brain worked and how to measure brainwave activity. And so we spent a lot of time working with the brain. And so the word biofeedback means physical, biological feedback. So it becomes a brainwave activity of study. Now, we all have these biofeedback machines, usually in our house. And two little boys were standing in their mother's, in the bathroom one day, and one boy stepped on the scales. And he had a puzzled look on his face. He says, "That's funny, when mother stands on it, she screams." So that's a biofeedback equipment. It tells you what your bio body is doing. And so we can raise your brainwave activity the same way. As I started to say, in the 1920s, a fellow named Dr. Berger discovered this brainwave vibration. And this was before Burger King and Burger Chef and all that. And so he called them Burger Waves. Well, Burger Waves didn't last too long because psychology got a hold of it, and they decided to put Greek letters to the brainwave activity. So they called it beta, alpha, theta, delta, and several other Greek letters that we don't have up here. So while you're listening to me, you're functioning in beta. The purpose of our class is to get you to move from the objective world into the subjective world. Now, what's a subjective world? Objectively, I'm holding this laser light. Subjectively, I'm still holding the laser light. In other words, I'm thinking about holding the laser light. Even though it may not objectively be there, we can imagine it's there. And I like the word imagine because it means image action. Imagination is a great tool of the mind. It doesn't always fit well when you're in a traditional school system. You may be thinking they're imagining things. I used to have a boss when I was a teenager. I was blessed as a teenager because I get to work in a candy factory, soda fountain, and everything. And it was the center of all the activity in town. And that was my job. And so, but a lot of times my job was roasting peanuts. That was before they had all the new machines that would do it, or making ice cream. And my boss, and I would use this opportunity to imagine things. But my boss would come in and say, "Tom, while you're resting, would you do this or that?" Well, that's still the problem that people with imaginations have. Somebody thinks you're doing nothing when you're really out there having a ball and just letting your mind just expand. So we're going to let our minds expand in this class, and we're going to do things that are not totally rational as far as the objective world is concerned. But subjectively, you can do a lot. Now, on the chart, we have what we call the inner conscious level. Or the alpha. Alpha is a brainwave activity that slows down from the conscious mind objectively. And it's very creative. It's where we have dream states. But you can get into this state without falling asleep. Now, one of the secrets here is the past, present, and future. It's also called the sixth sense. J.B. Ryan at Duke University coined that phrase back when they discovered that there's a sense beyond the five senses. Actually, an infant has senses beyond the five senses. They can, when an infant is born, often, you know, they don't really focus their eyes yet. But yet they see. They see inwardly. They hear inwardly. We all have these inner senses as well as the outer. But as we get taller, we tend to lose the inner senses. That's why the childhood playmate is very real to the child. And so Joey says to his mother, "Can Billy come in and play with me?" "Well, yeah, where is Billy?" "He's right here." "Oh, quit making that stuff up." So the child's not dumb. He says, "She can't see you, so you might as well come in and play anyway."
That's so adorable.
So, children function in a different dimension than we do as adults. That's why Jesus said, except ye become as a little child, doesn't mean childish, but childlike. To be in that innocence, Jeshua often refers to the fact that we are all innocent, means that we are teachable, that we are open, not gullible, but open and receptive to the truth of our own being. Now, the sixth sense, past, present, and future, is beyond logic of the intellect. It is possible to project your mind into the past. One day I was working with a group of students in Knoxville, Tennessee, and we had a professor from Western Tennessee University who was studying some of the forts at Fort Loudoun in Tennessee. And so he asked our group, why are the ladders faced a certain way in this fort? And so we said, let's find out. So we all went down into the alpha level, and we took our minds back to the 1700s and looked at the fort. And several got the answer as to why the ladders were there, and they told him. And he was so excited, he finished writing his paper about Fort Loudoun, because you can project your mind into the past. We can do this with age regression. Many of us wished we knew who we were. Some of us are blessed because we don't know who we are. One time in one of our classes, we age regressed a group, and a fellow who was very ego-centered in class discovered he was hanged as a horse thief in New Mexico. And he didn't really want to know that. So your mind can go back to Atlantis, and if we have time, we'll do that today. And it'll be fun. Then also the present. To be here now is a Zen koan, you know, be here now. And we can move the words around, or the letters around. Being here now is to be know where. Be here now. Just move the W over. Know where. Now, by being nowhere, we're not confined to here. We are everywhere. So this is part of your infinity that you are, that you're Alpha and Omega, which is really the Greek way of saying you're all there is. There's nothing else except your consciousness. You create your world. It was Lazarus who said, well, you don't really create your reality, you create your illusions. But illusions are fun sometimes. I enjoy them. But still recognize they're illusions. The only reality is yourself, with a capital S. So your mind can go into the future as well. And that's always fun. One time, it was in the 1970s, we were taking a group of students into the future, and one fellow was on a space shuttle. Now, in 1970s, they didn't have space shuttles. And it was an interesting thing because it got hit with a meteorite or some piece of garbage out in space. And they knew they were all going to die. But it was quite a dramatic experience. Then later on, of course, one of our space shuttles did blow up. And they described in great detail, before we as objective human beings knew what space shuttles were or what they did, he explained how he was on this ship and how it worked. Now, your mind can go into the future to see things. Jeshua puts it very simply that time is like a sphere without edges, which is kind of pushes the mind right there. And the past, the present, and future is all connected. What you do right now can change what happened in the past. What you do now can change and affect what happens in the future. And so it's like everything's connected by a string, like a big spider web. You pull one here and it affects everything else. There's a statement in the Bible, I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten. In other words, if I screwed up 50 years ago, how can you restore that? Well, you can go back in time, or you can make the resolution to change it. And it's like Course in Miracles. I am determined to see things differently. Now, that's a challenge, because most of us see things because of what I'm seeing is carrying two suitcases full of garbage, luggage. And the luggage we carry around affects how we perceive things today. And it's a memory. So what we have to do, and we've done this in our other classes, we have a little box out there. And when you leave today, take your luggage and your garbage and put it in that box. And we've put a label on the box out there. It's called Crap Grinder. And you can leave that crap out there. You don't have to take it back to your lodge or your cabin today. This is the best place to leave all your stuff. So we'll take care of it for you. We have this crap grinder. And what we do is we grind it up and convert it into love orbs. And so the love orbs are floating around. You'll see them. And that's the crap that you were carrying has been transformed. So we'll do that too. So, okay, we have theta, which is very deep in the brainwave activity. Not too many people are conscious of the theta level. Delta is what I call a Z trip. Now, when we go through these exercises, try not to go into a Z trip, because it does disturb people sitting beside you. People used to complain in church when people were snoring when I was speaking. And they say, well, it's my fault because I put them to sleep. But that's okay. You don't have to hear every word I'm saying. You can go off on your own flights of imagination and just let your spirit guide you. So we're going to go through some cycles of relaxation. We're going to take you into the inner conscious mind. And what I'll do is take you by the hand, subjectively, and say, look, there's no bear behind the tree. A lot of times people are afraid of meditation. They start to get very relaxed, and then their body jumps. It's called autogenic discharge. It's just electrical energy discharge. It's nothing psychic or spiritual about it. It's just energy. So don't let it bug you if you suddenly jump when you go into one of these deeper relaxation cycles. And so your mind will simply relax. And I'm going to count downward. Someone said, well, isn't it like hypnotism? Yes and no. Hypnotism is often giving complete control to someone else in your life. But we discovered that people working with this particular method really can't be hypnotized that much, because you can get to the same place. I had a student who was going to a hypnotist, and the hypnotist said, now you will not remember anything I told you. And she says, the heck I won't. So your mind is in control no matter how deep you go, because you have the ability to say yes or no. And in this, we're not going to try to throw sneaky things in, because that's called subliminal programming. It's outlawed now in movie theaters. You know, you see a movie at about 32 frames a second. And so what they used to do is cut the film, put in one frame, eat popcorn. And then every so often they'll say, go to the snack bar. Your conscious mind cannot see 1/32nd of a second. But your unconscious mind sees it. So you get this urge to eat popcorn while you're watching a movie. A lot of our advertising is done that way. They put these little subtle things in that tell you to do something. And unless you're really conscious of it and know how to stop it, then you give into it. Subliminal program is the term that is used. There's a book out on the subject of advertising through subliminal programming. And that's why you'll see pictures over and over again, not being aware that the little subtleties in the picture itself are there to tell you to do something, mainly to buy it or to try it. And why do they use beautiful girls to sell automobiles? I don't know, because people obviously buy them. Not the beautiful girl. Well, they do that too. But the automobiles. Okay, so what we're going to do first is we're going to teach our bodies how to relax. And we'll start from the top of our head to the soles of our feet. We won't have to do this each time afterwards. This is just a message to tell our mind what's expected. And you're going to visualize the number one. And, well, let's back it up. First, we'll start with number three. Number three is a symbol to tell your mind, relax the body. So like in subliminal programming and in other methods, three, I'm relaxed. Two is to relax the mind. Now, to relax the mind, you can visualize scenes that are passive. You know, day out on a beach, sitting outside here, watching the trees or the flowers or sitting by flowing water. Anything that just relaxes the mind. Now, the mind likes to shovel garbage. When we go through this exercise, we get your body relaxed, and I say, relax your mind. I'm going to relax. Did I turn the burners off before I left? Did I shut the windows? That's shoveling garbage. So what you'll do is give your mind a beautiful flower and say, go and smell this. I have work to do. So if your mind wants to shovel garbage, give it a project to smell flowers or something. Then we'll go to level one, which is called the spiritual plane level. This is more of an alpha level where you have spiritual work to do. After we get down to level one, we'll have you practice going through what we call mental spiritual affirmations. What's an affirmation? An affirmation is a statement of truth. Now, we say affirmations not to make them true, but because they are true. Now, a false affirmation is, you're going to love me no matter what I do. That's a false affirmation. But you are love and I am love. That's a true affirmation. And some people think, well, I can get into this state of consciousness and manipulate people. And some have tried that, and sometimes it works. Sometimes, most of the time, it doesn't work. I've had a lady come up to me one time, how can I program my husband to be more likable to me? Well, I won't tell you what I said, but... But we're not here to program other people. We're here to affirm the truth of our own being. Now, the word denial, which is often used in the New Thought movement, doesn't mean, well, it doesn't exist. What it means is I deny the false belief I have about it. Now, I've often told this story about a fellow who was walking down the street one day, and he's all excited because he's found truth. And he asks his friend George how he's doing. How's his friend George doing? And the friend says, well, George is not doing well. He's sick. He's got a stomach ache. He's got a headache. And he really is in bad shape. No, I don't want to hear it. George is not sick. He just thinks he's sick. So walking down the street the next week, he runs into his friend again. How's George? He thinks he died. So an affirmation is not something that is basically true. A denial means I am denying a false belief about something. And that's why we use the terms affirmations and denials in part of our conditioning. So what we're going to do is I'm going to have you stand up and stretch. Get you back up in other states of consciousness, because my talking can put you to sleep. Okay, now you sit down. Yeah, why don't you? Eva has some sharing before we start. We forgot your mic. It's important.
Our breath is our earthly companion. What's the first thing that we do when we enter the world?
Breathe.
What's the last thing we do?
Breathe.
What does the earth do every day? All the animals, all the plants, they breathe. So when we breathe and we're conscious of it, we are in the flow and in the awareness of life itself. We often take it for granted, don't we? Only when you can't do it do we remember how important it is. And so throughout these next couple of days, I'd like you to really consciously be aware of your breath, because it puts you right here in this particular time and place. So let's just take an easy breath together. See how immediately it changes the state of your being, how immediately you slow down and you remember, oh, I'm in a body. Hello. I'm in this world. Experience the pleasure of breath. Breath is connected to our emotions. I mean, when you laugh, you use your breath. When you're in fear, what happens to the breath? You hold it. Yeah. And so much of the time when we're in tension and stress, we hold the breath. So during this time, it's to release the breath, to be aware of it. And when we're doing these exercises that Tom is going to be taking us through, we also will do a breath known as the connected breath, in which case this is the way that the world works, that the universe works. Inhale is connected to the exhale, is connected to the inhale. There is no holding. There is no fear. There is no pain in that, but it does release the holding, the pain, the stress. So let's just practice like about 5 connected breaths. Imagine that you're breathing in and breathing out like a circle that Tom was talking about. So inhale. Exhale. Inhale, inspiration, in spirit. Exhale, expiration, releasing. Inhale, gently. Exhale, letting go gently. Inhale, love. Exhale, tension. Inhale, beauty of you. Exhale, all your judgments. There's no wrong way to breathe. This is just a way that connects you to the flow, connects you to the nature, connects you to the divinity and the source. It was given to us as a key to remembering our divinity. It's so ubiquitous, so with us all the time that we forget it's here. But it's very important for us to remember it. So part of what you're doing all this week is to be more consciously aware. I know many of you have been in the workshops with me where we've done this for an hour or so. Let's just do it with this added dimension of going into level, as Tom will lead us into, so that we can experience both the breathing and the words that Tom will give us to go into level. And every time you experience this circular breath, you go deeper and deeper into peace. So that's a mantra you can use on your own. Inhale, peace. Exhale, everything unlike peace.
Okay, get yourselves real comfortable, which you probably are now after all that circle breathing. And to learn to relax your body from head to toes, visualize the number 3. Number 3 is a key. It's a level 3 for physical relaxation. Your mind is now directing your body to relax inwardly and outwardly. As you breathe easily and freely. And to help you guide your mind through your body to help it relax, I'm going to direct your attention to various parts of your body. Let your whole body, every nerve, every muscle, every cell, relax and let go. Center your attention on your forehead. And mentally say to your forehead, relax and let go. Feel your forehead speaking back to you by relaxing and letting go. Center your attention on your eyes and mentally say, relax and let go. Feel your eyes speaking back to you by relaxing and letting go. As you center your attention on your eyes, mentally say, I see with the eyes of spirit. All sense of tension or fatigue is dropping away from your eyes. They are strong, clear-seeing eyes. Your spiritual vision is renewed. You see the truth more clearly. You see with the eyes of spirit. Center your attention on the top of your head. Relax the top of your head. Relax and let go. As you relax and let go, you are free with the freedom of spirit, going deeper and deeper every time. Center your attention on the back of your neck. Relax the back of your neck. Relax and let go. Breathing freely and easily. As you relax and let go, you are going deeper and deeper. Center your attention on your shoulders. Relax your shoulders. Relax and let go. As you relax your shoulders, mentally say, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Imagine a yoke of light extending from your chest around your shoulders. See a yoke of light in your imagination. You can place your burdens in this light and relax and go deeper and deeper. Center your attention on your back, up and down the spine. Relax your back. Relax and let go. Mentally say to your back, I am relaxed, I feel relaxed. As you relax and let go, your back is strong and straight, and you are going deeper and deeper. Center your attention on your throat. Relax your throat. inwardly and outwardly. Relax and let go. Mentally say to your throat, all power is given unto me in mind and in body. As you relax your throat, you are going deeper and deeper. Center your attention on your lungs. Relax your lungs, relax and let go. As you relax your lungs by breathing easily and deeply, mentally say, I breathe the breath of life freely and easily. As you breathe freely and easily, you are at peace and going deeper and deeper. Center your attention on your heart. Relax your heart. Relax and let go. As you relax your heart by concentrating on it, mentally say, the forgiving love of the Christ Spirit sets me free, and my heart is relaxed and at peace. As you relax and let go, you are going deeper and deeper. Center your attention on your thighs. Relax your thighs. Relax and let go. Relax your thighs by concentrating on them. Mentally say, I relax and let go, going deeper and deeper. Center your attention on your knees. Relax your knees, relax and let go. As you relax your knees, feel yourself going deeper and deeper. Center your attention on your calves. Relax your calves, relax and let go. Think relaxation up the backs of your legs and up the calves of your legs. As you relax your calves, feel yourself going deeper and deeper. Direct your attention to your feet. Think how wonderful they are to support your body. Think relaxation under the arches. Relax and let go. Think balance into the entire foot. Let go of any feeling of being cramped or tense. Relax and let go, going deeper and deeper. Continue to breathe in a circular motion. As you continue to relax and go deeper and deeper, divine order is now established in your mind, body, and affairs. Feel your body relaxed and at peace and in perfect order, going deeper and deeper. All life is of God, so the life you are feeling this very moment is the eternal life of God, expressing itself through you as you, vitalizing every part of your body. As you relax your whole being, feel your body, your entire body is an ever-renewing, ever-unfolding expression of infinite life. To learn to relax at level 2, relaxing the mind, visualize the number 2. And you are at level 2, the level where your mind is relaxed. At this level, noises will not disturb you. Noises will help you relax more and more. To help you relax at level 2, I'm going to call your attention to scenes that are passive. As you visualize these passive scenes, let your mind relax. A walk through the woods on a nice summer day. The coolness of the shade and a gentle breeze blowing through the trees may be a passive scene for you. A day out on the lake fishing may be a passive scene for you. A relaxing time on a beach may be a passive scene for you. Sitting by a stream flowing water, watching the water flow may be a passive scene for you. Sitting on top of a high hill, looking out over the horizon, may be a passive scene for you. To strengthen mental relaxation at level 2, you can practice visualizing scenes that are passive. To enter the level of spiritual awareness, mentally visualize the number one. You are now at level one, the spiritual plane level that you are learning to use for a purpose, any constructive purpose you desire. To enter deeper, healthier levels of mind and to focus your attention at deeper levels, you can practice countdown deepening exercises. Counting downward from 25 to 1, or from 50 to 1, or from 100 to 1. When you reach the count of 1, you have reached a deeper, healthier level of awareness. You will continue to have full control and dominion over all levels of awareness, including the outer conscious level. You may practice the countdown exercises the first thing in the morning when you awaken, and in the evening just before going to sleep. You may also find it helpful to practice at other times during the day. The discipline of the countdown exercise helps you to focus. Now, after you count down and reach number one, you can practice visualizing the day before you. Visualize it as you would like it to be, not as you fear it to be. On health problems, you can practice the countdown deepening exercises more often. When you reach the number one, visualize your body as God expressed and created it to be, healthy, strong, and in perfect order. To come out of any level of awareness, you can count mentally from 1 to 5 and tell yourself you are wide awake, alert, joyous, and enthusiastic about life, feeling better than before. Proceed to count slowly from 1 to 2 and at 3. Remind yourself that at the count of 5, you will be wide awake, alert, joyous, and enthusiastic about life, feeling better than before. Proceed to count slowly to 4 and then to 5. At the count of 5 and with your eyes open, mentally tell yourself that you are wide awake, alert, joyous, and enthusiastic about life, feeling better than before. And this is so. To help you enter a deeper, healthier level of awareness, again, just relax your eyelids and allow this feeling of relaxation to flow slowly down through your body. And mentally tell yourself, I feel quite quiet. To help you enter a deeper center of awareness, I'm going to count from 10 to 1. On each descending number, you will feel yourself going deeper and deeper within. 10, 9, relaxing, 8, 7, 6, deeper and deeper, 4, 5, 3, deeper and deeper, 2, 1. You are now at a deeper, healthier center of awareness. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 3. At that moment, you will mentally project yourself to your favorite place of relaxation. Visualize or imagine yourself there. I will then stop talking to you. When you hear my voice again, 1 hour of time will have elapsed at this dimension. You will take a deep breath and relax. 1, 2, 3. Mentally project yourself to your favorite place of relaxation. Whatever your mind wants to create as a favorite place of relaxation, just feel yourself there. Relax. Relax, take a deep breath, and go deeper. You will continue to listen to my voice and follow the instructions at this level or any other level of mind, including the outer conscious level, your desire is to be in control of all levels of mind, and it is so. When I mention the word relax, all unnecessary movements and activities of the body and mind will cease, and you will relax physically and mentally. To bring you out of this level or a deeper level of mind, I will count to you from 1 to 5. At the count of 5, you will be at the outer conscious level. You will open your eyes, be wide awake and feeling fine, feeling at peace and feeling better than before. Now direct your thoughts within and say to yourself, I am going deeper and deeper into the center of my being. I am now learning to make decisions under the direction of my indwelling Christ. The following are affirmations which you may mentally repeat after me. My expanding consciousness and spiritual faculties are for serving humanity better. Every day I am better, better, and better. Positive thoughts give me positive direction, and I know what to do. I am poised and centered in the Christ mind, and nothing can disturb the calm peace of my soul. At this level of awareness, I am always in control of all my faculties and senses. The following denials and affirmations are for your expanding consciousness of God's presence in all creation. Repeat mentally after me. There is no evil. Pain, sickness, poverty, old age, and death cannot master me, for they are only illusions of my mind. There is no absence of life, substance, or intelligence anywhere. There is nothing in all the universe for me to fear, for greater is He that is within me than he that is in the world. God is life, love, intelligence, substance, all power, all-knowing, all-present. I am a child or manifestation of God, and every moment His life, love, wisdom, power flow into and through me. I am one with God and am governed by His love. I am spirit, perfect, harmonious, holy. Nothing can hurt me or make me sick or afraid, for spirit is God, and God cannot be sick or hurt or afraid. I manifest my real self through this body now. My mind is in tune with the infinite wisdom of the universe, and I know what to do. I will always maintain a healthy body and mind. Negative thoughts, negative suggestions have no influence over me at any level of the mind. I am now learning to develop my intuitive and perceptive faculties and to project my intelligence to any point or place on this planet, and to be aware of actions taking place, if this is necessary and beneficial for humanity. I am now learning to develop my intuitive and perceptive faculties, and to project my intelligence to any place in the universe, and to be aware of any actions taking place, if this is necessary and beneficial for humanity. I am now learning to develop my intuitive and perceptive faculties and to project my intelligence into any kingdom, the inanimate matter kingdom, any level or dimension, the plant and animal kingdoms, any level or dimension, the human body and mind kingdom, any level, dimension, or state of consciousness. I am now learning to detect abnormalities whenever such abnormalities exist within any dimension or kingdom, if this is necessary and beneficial for humanity. Every time you function at these levels of awareness, you will receive beneficial effects, physically, mentally, and spiritually. You may use these levels of awareness to help yourself, to help your loved ones, to help any human being who needs help, physically, mentally, and spiritually. You will always use these levels of awareness in a constructive, creative, loving manner for all that is good, honest, pure, clean, and positive. As a child of God, you will only use these levels for the highest good of all concerned and to make this a better world in which to live. You will consider all of humanity as an expression of God. You are a spiritual being living in a spiritual world. And this is so. I'm going to count from 1 to 3. I want to focus your attention on your physical body just for a moment. 1, 2, 3. Think about your physical body as an instrument of expression. As you relax, you're going deeper and deeper. I want you to imagine your physical body becoming lighter and lighter. And as your body remains in the chair, I want you to mentally just feel yourself lifting out of the chair and floating and mentally walking around this room. Just mentally feel yourself walking around this room, feeling very light. Not only light in weight, but light in consciousness. For you are light. And I'm going to count from 1 to 3. I want you to project your mind back to the dwelling place that you are staying in this week. Just imagine yourself going in through the front door or the garage door, however you enter into your dwelling place. And just imagine what it looks like from the inside. And see all the things that are there, the furniture, the windows. Just let your mind take you through the dwelling place. And as you're in this light body, I'm going to count from 1 to 3, and I want you to mentally project yourself above the dwelling place. And imagine what it looks like as you look down several hundred feet below to the dwelling place. I'm going to count from 1 to 3 and imagine yourself several thousand feet above the dwelling place. Just let your imagination play out. As you go higher, you can visualize the whole town of Leavenworth. See the cars, the streets in the distance. And in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 3. At that moment, you will project yourself back to the ground that you'll be standing on. 1, 2, 3. Let your mind bring you back to the ground and look down at your feet and see what's on your feet. What shoes are you wearing? What year is it? Just let your imagination direct you. Just let your imagination unfold wherever it wants to go, whatever needs to be revealed to you. yourself relax. I'm going to count from 1 to 3. I want you to imagine yourself walking along a beach. 1, 2, 3. Mentally project yourself to be walking along a beach. And in the distance, there's a large rock. And on the rock, there is a very wise person. Mentally walk up to this rock with the wise person and mentally ask this wise person, "What do you have to say to me?" And listen. I'm going to count from 1 to 5 and cause a sound with my fingers. At that moment, you will be at the outer conscious level. You will remember everything you see, visualize, or experience, or feel. You will open your eyes and be wide awake and feeling fine, feeling at peace, and feeling better than before. 1, 2, coming up slowly now. 3. At the count of 5, you will be at the outer conscious level. You will open your eyes, be wide awake and feeling fine, feeling at peace and feeling better than before. 4, 5. Eyes open, wide awake, feeling fine, feeling better than before. And you are alive, alert, awake, joyous, and enthusiastic about life. So let's share, if anyone wants to share any of their experiences, where they went or what happened. Yes, Dorothy?
I was perceiving a feline's eye, would be the right eye. And then that transferred to another feline, small cat, and its right eye. So I don't know what the importance of that was. And then after that, later on, I was getting very liquid and shining fire letters, which I cannot interpret, but some sort of writing or printing, but always in this glimmering red light. So that's what I received. That's all I can tell you.
Okay. Anyone else want to share anything? How about when you looked at your feet? Did you have different shoes on? Sometimes you'll find you go back through time when you do that. And just hang on to it in case someone wants to share something. How about the wise person on the rock? Did you get a message?
Yes, sir.
Anything you want to share?
I did.
Okay.
I was told I was very much loved.
Good. Josie, pardon?
I was told that I was a healer.
You were a healer, okay. Good.
I was told that I was a healer, but the word they used, it was like shaman, but not quite. It's, they said it in another way, but I knew what it meant. And the person had on a hula skirt as well as a robe, had yeah. both of them on, like two people in one.
That's right.
Yeah.
You are light, compassion, and love. You have come to shine your light.
Good.
And it was an elderly man, but the time was the time before I was in Egypt, and we were getting ready to, with the ETs, to build. And it was just glorious to be with them because they showed us how to do things.
Good, remember that.
I was just directed to take care of my arm and my shoulder and my neck and sending the good energy to Sue for her neck. So I was trying to heal that and just felt waves of energy going up my arm and where my fracture was.
Good.
I went to my special room and sat in the big comfy chair, and I think I fell asleep. You know that room?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's okay. You can fall asleep. Because even if you fall asleep while I'm talking, it's still going in. You remember. Actually, sometimes you remember it better because the garbage doesn't get in the way. It goes straight. Okay. Anything else to share?
Guess I needed the very simple message again. You are safe and you are loved.
Okay, what that wise person on the rock usually symbolizes, your higher self.
The wise person was showing me a city of light. Said the city of light is on the horizon. It is in you now.
Good.
I went to my favorite place of relaxation. And my cat was already there.
Good.
I also saw a crystal city of light, and where there were a lot of beings there that were just glimmering and said that we were the beings in the building that was representative there. So.
Thank you. Well, we are going to do some more tomorrow. And anybody sitting on anything, they want to get off their chest? Not a long counseling session. Oh, I wanted to talk about that. Well, talk about it. Up here.
As we were going deeper, I did see wings and small, like almost ivory angels, but they were going, as I was going deeper, it was just like almost ivory wings and ivory faces.
Thank you. Another one over here.
When I was going up about Leavenworth, I was like flying on the breezes of wings. And I was just able to fly. That was just such a great remembrance.
Okay, thank you, Rob. One more assignment before we leave. Everybody has to stand up. And you have to hug God.
Wait, were we in sync on that
one? Thank you.
Thank you.
love you. I love you. I love you.
Oh. Mic's on.